And I'm Lauren Freyer, NPR's India correspondent. Kamala Harris will not only be the first Black and first female vice president in U.S. history, she's also the first person of Asian descent to be elected to that office. Her late mother was from India. And so Harris's election has set off celebrations on two continents. Sparklers and flares lit up a tiny village in South India where Kamala Harris's maternal grandfather was born. Residents handed out sweets, waved posters of Harris, and wrote in Rangoli, colorful powder, on a dirt lane in front of their homes, "Congratulations, Kamala Harris, pride of our village."
Happy Argo, Kamala Harris Valge.
"We're so happy," says a town councilwoman, Arulmozi Sudhakar. "We were ready to celebrate last week, but had to hold off until we were finally sure she had won." Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi tweeted his heartiest congratulations. He called Harris's success path-breaking and a matter of pride not just for her chittis, a South Indian word for aunties, but also, he said, for Indian Americans. Harris paid tribute to her Indian-born mother, who died in 2009, in her victory speech Saturday night.
"And to the woman most responsible for my presence here today, my mother, Shyamala Gopalan Harris, who is always in our hearts."
As the crowd in Delaware erupted honking their horns, Twitter erupted in appreciation for Indian mothers. This is a video Vibhor Mathur, an Indian-American writer in L.A., tweeted of his mother, Ratu, at her home in Vancouver. Mathur called his mom just as Harris was named vice president-elect, and his mom started dancing on FaceTime.
"Because, you know, it was just really wonderful to see somebody deep-rooted in similar shared experiences, the food that you grew up on, the spices in the kitchen, the culture, the discipline of growing up as a first-generation or second-generation immigrant in the United States."
The Indian-American writer and comedian Mindy Kaling tweeted that she's been crying and holding her newborn daughter, saying, "Look, baby, she looks like us." In addition to Harris, all four Indian-American members of Congress were reelected last week. Many in the community are calling this an early gift for the holiday of Diwali. The Indian Festival of Lights begins this weekend. Lauren Freyer, NPR News.